Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lift your hands and shout hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba. Hallelujah.
We shall in this bed of our Abba, we shall make known the excellence of your name. We shall bow and worship you this day, our precious Abba. And as my mind thoughts in this worship unto you, your excellent name, and for the promise we find in Yeshua HaMashiach, that you have committed unto a people that's undeserving, a people that are blatant defiance of your Torah. Yet the oracles of your truth you have granted unto us. And when my being thinks of the tenderness of my Abba, and all that you have done in Yeshua HaMashiach, my entire being shouts hallelujah. For you are excellent, Yah. And that you would feed us with excellent bread, and that it would purge out every evil, sadistic thought and contents, actions and deeds that we have perpetrated in our inward parts. That we, through the power of Yeshua HaMashiach, may be free. Free from every corruption. Free from denying Torah. Free from denying the living power of your truth. So there's Shabbaton here. We ask you to revive us. For our sins are many, our transgressions have mounted into Hashemayim, your dwelling place. So we bow before you. We are in need of your help. For the witness and the power of your truth, Yeshua, the begotten of Yahweh, has given unto us the excellence of the power of your truth in an earthly tabernacle. So help us, O Yah. Help your modern servant to speak with clarity, with understanding, that those that will hear, as you commanded us, as we were reminded some scripture truth Wednesday service, Deacon Horn reminded us that we must have ear to hear what the Ruah of Yah speaks unto Israel. So help us to hear Yah. We anoint our eyes with the eyes salve, with the vision of Yeshua in our minds, not the thoughts of dainties for our flesh. We will allow that vision of Yeshua to become crystallized in our minds, that our thoughts will be upon him. Our desire will be to please you, Yah, as Yeshua did. Help us all today, I do pray. Those that are listening by the live stream, we pray for them. We do want to offer up a special prayer, Yah, for those brothers and sisters in the Texas area, especially Brother Jerome James. We don't know of his condition. We can't get through to him. We pray that if he's listening, Yah, that he will respond. And also Brother Marta and his wife, Sister Melissa, their circumstances. For the torrent rains have beat vehemently upon the earth in that area. And also Brother Henry and his wife. And all those that are listening in the Texas area. Those that are listening throughout the United States of America. We pray for them. We ask your will to be done in Yeshua's mighty name. Israel cried hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, may the strength of Yah fill your inward parts, that you believe and trust him in all things in Yeshua. Shalom. Yabarak you all, you may be seated. What an excellent time that Yah has brought Israel to. As He did with Moshe, as He brought them to the gate of the Red Sea. Encased by mountains on each side and the Red Sea ahead. And the armies of Mizraim trouncing down upon them. Yet if that had not been a deliverer, then they all would have been lost. So in this hour, my brothers and sisters, we need the power of the deliverance of His truth. And it is only found in the power, and that is the strength of the revelation of that truth of Yah, which is revealed unto man, that he may have great confidence in it, and that he may trust what Yah speaks unto Israel. For the hour ahead of us is going to be one that is very climactic. It's going to be one of great devastation. And all the roads are laid for that devastation upon a people, nations, that are corrupt, and the core of their values, if they call them values, are steep and base upon disdain for the Torah, for the paths of Yah, for the Sadiqah or the right way that He has ordained. And the vengeance and the wrath of Yah is ready to be poured out upon a people that is a defiant people, an arrogant and a haughty generation that have raised themselves unto the pinnacle that they have perceived in their own minds that they are the supreme wise. They have their own laws to adjudicate what is proper, what is right, what is acceptable, and they deny the power of Torah. And Torah has no strength. It has no purpose at all in them. When Israel began to do that, I want to show us today what of the most devastating powers or spirits that Yah allowed to enter into the camp. And I see it today. It is rampant throughout this nation. You see it everywhere you go in the marketplace. You find this spirit. And it rules. And it has such a domination upon the mind of man that he cannot be made free from it. The only way that we, the people, the call out of Yah, would be made free, that is through the revealed power of His Torah. And the only way we're going to know that is in the power of Yahshua HaMashiach. Because if not, we shall be bound under the bondage of this spirit. And it is strong, and it is sent from Yah. He has allowed the inroads of darkness. He has allowed the strength of darkness and the power of the spirit to take those inroads. And man is consumed by it. He cannot function. He cannot think. His mind is shaped by it. His thoughts, his desires. And it is because they have defied Torah. I want to remind us that Yahweh does not change. He is the same. His Mishpatim did not change from 700 years unto now. It has not changed under the auspice of the prophecy of Yeshaya, of Jeremiah, Obadiah, unto now. It has not. If it's anything, it is a much more severe judgment. When one rejects the living power of His truth, when one denounces Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel, for without the shedding of the dam, the blood, there is no remission of sin. And when something is in remission, it ceases. It began to digress, not to be aggressive. And because the dam, the cleansing power of the blood of Yeshua has not been poured upon the altar of the Lamb of many today, they are aggressively pursuing sin. And there's a reason why. You're not going to mock him. You may think you are, but you're not going to mock him. Elder Martin said to me before we proceeded this way, he quoted a scripture unto me. And he said that men will deny the authenticity of the word of Yah to satisfy the component of their flesh. But they are fighting a losing battle. And you are not going to win. And he said to me with an affirmation, I will not denounce the truth, regardless to who it is, to even myself. And I will stand with him on that, because I will not denounce it. I will not alter it for any man, for any woman, or any person at all. For it is the power of Yahshua revealed in us that makes us free. And the truth of it is, as Deacon Biddy reminded us on Scripture Truth, that the light or the power of this truth is truly not revealed in us. And that's why we are bound unto the power of darkness. And sin has its dominancy in our lives. We practice, we participate, we think, we desire to function in a rebellion against the Torah, the power of Yah to govern our minds, to govern our thoughts, our ideas, our desires, our passions. We have traded that all for those things that produce nothing at all. Miseries, sadness of love, brokenness, but not the brokenness of Yahweh. It is the brokenness of the flesh, because it cannot get what it wants. But there is a spirit that Yah says unto Israel, because you have defied me, I shall induce this among you, and it shall bring damnation and destruction. I would have begun in Yeshua as I laid the foundation. Yeshua, Isaiah 51 and verse 7. He speaks unto Israel. He speaks unto a beloved elect that he had called out. And he had separated them from the elements of the world. He had given them a Torah, a government that far exceeded the governments of the Hittites, the Jebusites, the Philistines. Those are Mizraim. He had given them an excellent government that would produce the prosperity, the health, the shofar, the shalom of Yah. And they rejected that. And when they began to walk in their pernicious ways, I will show you what is pernicious about your own thoughts and your own concepts. What is pernicious is that which opposes the established truth of Almighty Yahweh. When your concept, your desires, opposes Yahweh, they are very pernicious. They are evil. They have their root from the gutters of darkness. For it is by the power of darkness that has caused that thing to rise in you and to become illuminated. The strength and the power of Torah is in a man. You will see the liveliness. You will see the power. You will see the essence, the strength, and the assurance of Yahshua HaMashiach. And because that living power is not in the people today, then you see this corrupt, dysfunctional mindset that is not based nor nurtured in Torah. So Yah says to Israel, Yeshaya 51:7. He commanded them to hearken or nishomach, listen. Give ear to what I say. Do not allow your mind to be carried away, but I want you to shemach, me. You shall mock hearken. Listen to me. He says, you that know Sadiq, you that have the righteousness of Yah, that your mind is governed by my Torah, your actions, your deeds, your principles are based upon my covenant relationship with you, that I have a covenant, a Brit Milah with you, you have been circumcised in your love, and the foreskin of your flesh has been cut away. We know that what's in the flesh. We know that this fleshly heart is deceitful, is corrupt, is desperately wicked. And so Yah commands those that that know Sadiq, those that know righteousness, to give ear, to give attention, to hear what I say. Now when Yah speaks unto us and commands us to hear, we better hear. We better give our undivided attention unto that. Not that little crop thought lurking in your mind and speaking to you. But he says unto Israel, you that are Sadiq in the midst, I want you to hear. He said, the people in whose love is my Torah. He identified the people. He classified them. And he said, you that have my law, my Torah in your love, I want you to hear. I want you to know what I speak unto you. That the witness of what I speak, it is governed by the Torah that is in your love. He is not speaking things that are far fetched or far removed from Torah. You that have the Torah written in your love, Yah says, Shamak, hear me clearly. Understand what I say. Give attention to it. Give your mind to what I say. Allow your love to be strengthened by what I speak. Only you that have this living written power of Torah and the life of it in you, in Yahshua, hear me. You must hear me, because I speak unto you. He says, I want you to fear not the reproach of men. This is a generation that fears the reproach of man. They fear what one will say against them, how they will be depicted, how they will be stereocast or stereotyped, because they have not heard Yah. They do not have the Torah of Yah written in them. He said, don't even fear the reproach of man. Don't even allow your mind to succumb to what they think, to what they consider of you. Don't allow that to be. Do not give your thought process over unto that. That you become encased with that. You become bound to that. And you will find yourself in bondage and ensnared by the reproach. Don't allow that to happen to you that have the Torah and the living power of the Torah written in you. He says, and neither be you afraid of their revilings, their speech, the lies of corruption, their attitude toward you. He said, don't allow that to be. Now, he has given Israel a strength and a base and a foundation to stand upon, that they will not turn the love away from that which he has given witness that is in them. You that have the Torah written, hear me. Those that have the Torah of Yah written in the love, they will hear him. Those that do not, they will reproach the Torah. They will revile and speak evil against the principles of Yah. They will reject it and they will deny it. As Deacon Benny reminded us, it will not come from the external or the outside. It will come from the house of Yisrael, those that declare that they are the seed of the Sadiq of Yah. And they will bring reproach and shame. Don't allow them to cause you to have this shameful expression because you have a lost hope. It is not so. For my hope, my tikvah, it is alive. And it burns with great fervorance of fire in my inward parts. It makes me dance unto my Abba. It makes me call upon His name in the assurance of His Hamashiach, His Yoshaka. It caused my love to burn with great aspiration, with great gladness, the Gilah of Yah, the joy, the Shimshah of Yah. It caused my love to burn exceedingly with that. And it's not based upon some material thing. It's based upon the proven truth. Because Yahshua is the proven truth of Yahweh. That's what it's based upon. So He commands us that have this living power in us, hear Him. It is vitally important that you hear Yahweh. Because if you do not hear Him, you're going to hear from that which is evil, which is seductive, which is vile, which is corrupt, which is deceitful above all things, and you will hear from the corrupting of your own love. So we must hear from Yah. We must hear Him. He commands them that which is written in you, it is the foundational principles of my guidance, of my strength, and my assurance unto you. So you draw from the well of the truth that He has written there. That's why Yahshua came to fill the well that was dry and empty. He is the living well of the Torah. He is the life source of Torah. And you draw from that well Yahshua, and the life of Torah, the seed of Torah, it is made alive. Seed is no good without water. I've gone deeper south here looking at some of the farms and the personal little gardens for people. And you can see how they're burnt up. There's nothing there. And I look at our gardens, which are luscious and green, because I knew this year that one of the most vital things that we must do in the initial stage is to make sure the gardens were irrigated. Because it would have been a vain thing. And so that is what Yah has done, this living written Torah in us. It is a vainness if there is no life or no living substance added to cause the seed to grow. His word is His seed, isn't it? That is what His Torah is. And that's why there are those that have Torah understanding, but they do not have the life of Torah. So hear what He says, you that have the Torah written in your lap. Drop down to 64, chapter 64 of Yeshaya. He says unto them, because you have not drawn from the well, Yeshaya 64, verse 7. He said, you have allowed yourself to be seduced and drawn away from me. And He says, this is a sure sign that the power of Torah is not in you. Yeshaya 64, 7. And there is none that call upon your name. There is none that love the name of Yahweh. It is not a beautiful, sweet, savoring taste in their mouths. And that is a dismal and an abysmal shame. He did not say that there are few. He said that there is none that call upon the name of Yahweh. Their minds are not on you, their thoughts. Their levims are drawn away with deception, deceit, lies, and corruption. There is none that call upon your name that stir up himself to take hold of you. When was the last time, as Deacon Benny so delicately reminded us, when was the last time that you stirred yourself up? You make a mixture of tea and sugar, honey or whatever, in order for the effects of that sweetener to have any kind of effect, you must stir it. So in order for the power of Torah and truth to have any effect, you must stir up yourself. When was the last time you stirred up the truth that Yah has put in your lap? When was the last time that it was stirred up by the promises of Yah, by the confidence of Yah, by the assurance of Yah? And because it is not stirred up, you don't call on His name. You don't cry out in that name. You don't plead for that living water that well Yahshua to rise, and that the seed of His Torah to come alive. There's no power to His Torah because you know the letters of it. You must have the living source of Torah. And the living strength of Torah is the power of the name of Yahshua. It lets us know that Yah is the stronghold of Israel. This is an ignorant generation. This is a sottish, stupid generation. They defy what Yah says. They allow their flesh to be stirred up because of emotional ties and emotional situations. But He said, there's none that call upon My name, and no one that stirs up himself to take hold of Yah, to grab hold to His truth, to maintain it, to hold it fast. He said, for You, Yah, for You, Yahweh, have hid Your face from us and has consumed us because of our iniquities, our onan, our depraved thinking and desires, the depravity of our mind, for You have hidden Your presence from me because of my own iniquities. No Torah to govern me, no life of Torah written in me to govern me. And when there is no power of Torah, it will produce a depraved mind. It will produce a mind that is so perverted, and a perverted and a depraved mind. It says to Yah, I will not oblige You in walking in Your counsel, Your ordinance, Your statutes, Your mitzvah. I will not oblige You in that, for I am supreme compared to You. I see Me, and You I do not see. That is a depraved mind. It is a mind that is sick. Now this is what Israel had done. What had caused their minds to be altered to that extreme? What has caused the minds of Israel collectively in that one mind? What has caused that mind to be turned away from the simplicity of Torah? From the life of Torah, from the health of Torah. Torah teaches us health. It brings health. It brings wealth. It brings riches. It brings the prosperity of Yah. And it also brings tribulation. It brings testing. It brings trials that we may reign with Yahshua HaMashiach. For in the power of that tabernacle, Yahshua, the strength of Torah, the power of Torah, was victoriously with a resounding victory. And we have power over the adversary. And the reason we are not walking in the strength of Yah's truth, there's a spirit that Yah has allowed to permeate the earth. And it is real. And the powers that be have taken it to an extreme level. I will show us in Scripture. You will not hear Yah. Yah says, I will turn My face away from you because of your avon, your iniquities, your depravity, your wickedness, and your sins. I will turn My face from you, that there will be no pleasantry in your life. There are those that there is nothing pleasant to them. Their countenance is unpleasant. Their ruah is unpleasant. Their thoughts, their mind. He said, I will turn My face away from you. You will not see the light of My power. even in your expression. For this is a generation that has a whore's forehead. And it's there. It is not the countenance of HaMashiach. It is the countenance that is sullen, and one that is based in the principles of this world, that brings death, destruction, and destroys a man's ability to even have the ahava, to love, to be kind, to be sensitive, to have sensitivity. There's no sensitivity with husbands to their wives, wives to their husband, with their siblings, none whatsoever. It is lost today. There is none. Yah says, because of your iniquity, you have caused me to hide my face. This is a generation that is abounding in its iniquitous ways. It is steeped, it is corrupted in lies and deceptions. This generation will not allow the Torah to dictate and command unto them the disciplines of the principles of Almighty Yahweh. So they have gone about to establish their own traditions and their own laws. But death shall come. Death shall come. Yah shall bring them down to the pit of hell. They shall be destroyed and condemned. This work is in the hand of Yahweh. Do you understand that? He has committed it unto man by the governing of his ru'ah, by the life of his witness of truth in man. And that is that his ru'ah will witness, his spirit will witness, whether you have a Torah that is alive and written in your leather. He has not trusted to the counsel of man. For it's by his own counsel, brothers and my sisters, that all things are being done and have been done from the beginning, even when the end shall be. He goes on to say in Yeshaya 65, he says, because your iniquity is such a blatant act against Torah, and there are very few that even have the power of Torah in them, he says, in order for me to sustain Yisrael and to make her a viable identity, I must preserve a remnant of the house. For there is none that call upon Yah, that stir up himself. When a man calls upon Yah, it will stir up something in him. It will stir up the mixture of that truth and the mercies of Yah and the kindness of Yah and the long sufferings of Yah, the gentleness of Yah. And the man's love will begin to shout with a fervent explosion of worship unto Yah. But this is a vile generation. It is a corrupt generation. And so when they began to stir themselves, they began to stir the mire and the muck of their sinfulness, their lying, deceitful, wicked, and vile ways. And Yah says, I'm not a part of that. And he began to clog the arteries. Their mind began to become clogged. The lave of their thoughts. And there's no ability to think at all. Because it's not the pristine, pure water of Yah. It is the murky water. With every kind of unclean thing there is in it. He says, because you're so depraved and you're so vile, I will preserve and secure a remnant out of a house that is even that corrupt. He said, but to the rest of you, you will know that it is me, for I will do this thing and I will open this spirit upon the earth, and it shall bring about one of the greatest devastation upon man like no other time. He says in Yeshaya 65 verse 8, Yah says, this is what Yahweh says. It is not what Yeshaya, it is what Yah says. He speaks unto Israel. He said, this is what Yah, Almighty Yahweh, says to you. This is what he speaks to you. He says, as the new wine is found in the cluster. And one says, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. So, listen now, soul, so will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them all. And the power of this metaphor, this new wine, represents the life and the power of Israel in the living power of the witness of Yahshua HaMashiach. And he said, because of that, I will not destroy all of them. For we're going to drink the new wines of Hashemayim. The wines that we are drinking today, they have been polluted by the very corrupt tradition of man. We must get back to the principles of the oracles of Almighty Yahweh and speak profoundly from the bosom of our Abba. He says, Israel, you're rebellious and depraved, but I must, because of my servants, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Israel, because of them, I will deliver a remnant out of the seed of Israel because of my promise. That ought to be enough to stir away miseries, discontent, trials. He says, because of that, I will procure a remnant unto myself that makes my love rejoice. I was listening to the music of Victory Choir. And as I heard each song, I heard Brother Josh sing, Sister Ebony. I said that that's such a beautiful song. Well, when Sister Ebony sang, her song was beautiful. The one that Sister Laquila, every song. And I'm thinking in my mind, well, they need to give Brother Charles more lead. Well, when I hear Sister Laquila, I say, well, they need to give her, Sister Ebony. And each of the songs, and the one that the sister was singing, when she got in Hashemayim, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov will be there. But above all things, she wants to see where the living well, that this one that the living power of Yah flows from. Yahshua is the living well of Hashemayim. And I want to see Yahshua. I want to look upon Him. I want to see the expression of Yah in Him. He said, because of my promise unto your avat, your forefathers, I shall preserve a remnant of Israel. And unto those that are defiant, and those that are depraved in their thinking, and defy my Torah, he says, I'm going to allow a certain spirit. It is going to come upon the earth. It is going to have such mastery over the mind of man. Is going to master his emotions, his desires, his thoughts, his purpose, his motive. And I will give this into the hand of Shotan, as he did with Eub. As he says unto Shotan, everything he possesses, you can rid him of it. But I will not allow you to touch the life. For that is the strength, hallelujah, of his assurance and his ability to press beyond. I will not allow you to touch the power of Torah and that living truth, that when I breathe upon it, it causes life to rise in Eob. He said, I won't allow you to touch that, but touch his body, touch his children, touch his wife, touch his home, touch everything. But I will not allow you to touch his HaMashiach. And he says unto us in this hour, I will allow Shatan to touch your sons, your daughters, your house, but I will not allow him to eradicate the power, the witness, and the truth of Yahshua HaMashiach. For that shall be the source line of Israel, that they may have a right unto my throne. For he is going to preserve a remnant. Because the promise is made unto Abraham. And out of Abraham, Yahshua. And the strength of Israel out of Yahshua's bosom, Yaakov Israel, he brought forth the sons. There will be a strength unto the kingdom and the dimension of Almighty Yahweh. He said, I will not destroy them. I will not shahath. I will not cause them to be marred and destroyed. I will not cause them to become corrupt and be corrupted. Do you hear that? When a man's mind is corrupted, there is no tzedakah, there is no righteous law that operates in him. And so Yah says, I'm going to preserve a remnant that will not be corrupted by this spirit. I want you to hear closely and to hear precisely. For the word of Yah speaks in the now time all the time. It is not speaking in the future, it is speaking in the now. And what is revealed are the blessings of the Yeshua of Yah. It is for the things of the future, but we have assurance in that now. Not tomorrow, but we have assurance in what Yah speaks now. It is not a distance assurance, it is a now assurance that he gives unto Israel. What tov is it? If our assurance, we have to wait 6 months. It is now. Now is the acceptable time of Yah. Now is the time to accept what Yah says. Not tomorrow. Not next week. Not when you feel the urge. Now. Right now. You see, the now has passed. But it is the now. And so his word speaks the now to Israel. Because of my promise unto your forefathers, I will save, I will procure a remnant, a seed of the house. And I will not destroy them. I will not. But those that I will destroy, Yah says, hear me, my friend. Those that I will destroy, I will cause this spirit to come forth. Yeshaya 66, verse 1, I want to begin reading. Hallelujah. Again, this says, saith, this announced Yahweh. He announces this to Israel. He says, Hashemar am the heavens is my kise, my throne, my royal place of authority, my seat of power. I want you to understand that above all things, that the heavens or the Shemayim is my seat. And there is where I dispense my authority, my power. It is my kise, kise. It is my place where I dwell, where my seat is. He said, and the earth and where you dwell, the Olam, he said, that is my footstool. I rest my feet upon the earth. He says, where is the Beit? Where is the house that you built for me? Tell me, what can you build for me? Courthouse. You can use the most spectacular colors and the most precious gem. What can you really build for me? For the Hashemayim declare my honor and the splendor of my excellence. What can you do comparative to that? He is trying to awaken them from their drunkenness of stupidity, their darkness of their depravity and their sins. And where is the place of my rest? Where am I going to rest? Where? What are you going to build me to rest? We that are the house of Israel, Yah rest in the lap of Israel. His Shaphat is in the heart of Israel. For his Imat rests in us. For his Imat assures us. So what place can we build him that he can rest? A building that is of four walls, that the spider webs and the shadows emanate inside. The unclean flesh serenades in it. What building can you build, Yah? And all the splendor of the house that Solomon built, it could not even a scintilla of the magnificent majesty of Yah equates to it. And so when he says the man, a piece of dirt thing like you, I shall dwell in the love of man, my truth. It shall emanate my excellent, my beauty. And from you the whole world and its splendor and its all of its gorgeous beauty will not even represent the beauty of man and what I have done. And the enemy has, because we have disobeyed Yah. And because Yah has allowed a certain spirit, I will name it, to permeate the earth. And then the beauty of man has been lost. He has been desecrated. It's dark today. His countenance is dark. His thoughts, his mind is darkened by the depravity of sin. And Ichabod, the Ruah of Yah, because of your whoredoms, your whorish ways, your whorish forehead, Ichabod, the Ruah of Yah, does not dwell in the midst of this house. It is a false spirit. There's a spirit that draws, but it's not the spirit of Yah. For all those things have my hand made. Whatever you make me, I've made them. What can man make to please Yah? There's nothing that we can make. But there is one thing we can offer that causes his love to be excited. And that is the oblation, that is the commitment of a love that says tota. Tota is more than thinking, yeah. It has the application of one's hands raised forwards. It is the application of a worship of purity, of appreciation. And that's why you can't say it. That's why it doesn't flow from you. That's why there's nothing there to make it alive. As Deacon Billy reminded us, we say things when we are prompt to say it. But when a man stirs himself, he needs no one to prompt him. I need no one to prompt me. Because I stir myself. It's nothing like something drinking that you're drinking is bitter when you see the accumulation of the sugar in the bottom. But when you began to stir that, if I may use that application, it began to destroy the bitterness of the flavor. It becomes more palatable. More digestive. And the reason that we can't eat the truth of Yah, because it is bitter when you hear it, when you began to chew it, and you do not allow the sweet resolve of Yah to permeate your belly. You don't allow it to flow down to your belly. Oh, it's bitter going down, but when it hits the belly, it causes the sweetness of Yah to be revealed. You're like the child that chews it in the mouth and say, Mama, I ate it. Nothing there. And then you hide it under your sinful practices and your wicked ways. So they hide it under their tongues and say, it's done. The things that they don't like, they abandon them or straight them to the side of the plate. I don't like that. Well, that is the thing that you're going to eat. I will make sure you eat that. There are times that little Hannah, I will say to her, why you're not eating that? You don't like it? She says, no, I don't like it. Then I will make sure she eats all of that before she eats that which she thinks she likes. And that's the way we are. Because of the depravity, because we are so perverted, the minds are shaped by iniquity and sin. And the power and the purpose of his Torah, and the living power of it is hidden under your depravity, your sins. So you will take this beautiful word that is bitter as you chew it. It doesn't taste applicable. It has no cessation to you. Because it's against everything. It goes in to destroy the corruption, every kind of vile bacteria that is hidden under your tongue and in your tongue. You understand? That's why those that understand palate or food,
They will refresh their taste buds with a little wine to wash off their taste buds. And then they will eat a little cheese because it has the enzymes to cleanse their palate, that the taste or the fragrance of the food that they are eating, the robustness and the fullness of it shall come. But because your tongue is full of lies, and that thing is that it is embodied with deception, you don't allow the word of you out to cleanse your lying, damnable, deceitful tongue. I don't take anything back. I don't repent of nothing that I express. It's by the Ru'ah of Yah. You find a liar. You find a deceptive person of witchcraft. And don't lay hands suddenly on them. And do not become a partaker of their conversations. Period. And because we have not allowed the fuller soap to wash our mouths, our grandparents and I, at times when you did things that were wrong, I have seen them literally take the bar of soap and wash out your lying mouth. It was a metaphoric of this fuller soap of the word of Yah, washing and purging our tongues. This tongue is a deceitful thing. It sets on course nations, destroys them into fire. And Yah says that little thing is going to be set on the fire of hell too. And so this thing that produces depravity and perverseness, it must be cleansed and washed. It has to be, because if it isn't, it's going to produce a polluted mind and a polluted inward parts. And death is going to permeate. That's why, because your tongue has caused this bitterness against Yah, you have no expression or no esprit of the gladness of Yah. That's why there are you that sit before Yah constantly. You're dead as hell. You're dumb looking. You are stupid as hell. And I say it that way. There's no life in you. You're morbid as hell. I don't take anything back, you my friends, and you that are listening. I will show you what this generation wants. But let me get back. I don't want to lose focus. He says, I'm going to procure a remnant unto Israel. Verse 2. For all those things have my hands made, and all those things that have been, saith Yah, but to this man will I look, even to him that is. Listen now, I want you to hear this. That man is the Ruah, or the spirit, or the spirit of contriteness, those that are poor, those that have a humble spirit, those that are the contrite Ruah, and who trembles at my word, who harat at my word. Do we tremble at the word of Yah? Listen to me. When Yah speaks to us, we become emboldened. A defiance of Yah is in rage. He said, to this man that will be of a poor spirit, and those that will be of a contrite, Yah is near those of a broken leg, isn't he? And he saveth such of a contrite Ruah. He says, and not only that, I want you to literally, he says it here in the book, I want you to harat. I want you to tremble, to be fearful, to be afraid of my words. I'm quite sure in any translation you have, it says that. This is a generation that is defiant. We don't tremble at the word of Yah. We become emboldened and enraged at our wickedness. For we are judged when our inward parts are judged. We have disdain for the one that judged and the one that sent the message to us. Can I ask you a question? Was he judging Israel here? Was he judging the house? Did he send a messenger to judge them? Did he send a nabi to judge them? This damnable, ignorant, stupid generation, it defies Yah. It defies his manservant. It speaks with disdain for him. And they speak to him in their wickedness. I want to remind you, you're not getting by. I will show you.
You're not getting by. He made all things for His honor. Everything. 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 He said, I want you to tremble at my word. Listen now. To the man that is of poor on ye, one that is afflicted, and one that is humble. You're not humble when you're arrogant. He said, this will be the characteristic of that man. I'm going to preserve a remnant. This is an arrogant generation. They think they can speak their little damnable juvenile mind. They don't retain the things of Yah, but they retain every kind of little unjustified deed or actions that corrupt them even the more. They're not purged by the truth of Yah. He said, a man that is on he, that is afflicted, he's humble. He's a wretched man. He's a man that has no air about him. He says, a man that is contrite, that is knocky. He's a man that loves Yah. He is a man that is broken. He has this ruah, and who trembles, who harad, who is fearful of my word. When he hears the word of Yah speaks, and he knows that he has allowed this iniquitous power to operate in him, he goes before Yah because he's contrite. He knows that he has nothing to offer but himself unto Yah. He has nothing because Yahweh has made all things. This is a generation that is not broken like that. So that one, he says, will come. That one will have true teshuvah, repentance. And he said, that man, that one, those that are of that ruah, he said, that one, Yah is going to preserve. He said, but there is one like this in verse 3. He said, regardless to what they do. Listen, my brothers and sisters. He said, they have gone beyond the point of no return. And this is what is culminated in verse 3. He said, he that kills an ox as if he kills or slew a man. He that sacrificed a lamb as he cut off a dog's neck. He bring the old thing unto Yah. He knows it's filthy, but he doesn't care because he knows there is no kind of reprieval for him. There's no reprieval for this generation. That's one reason we don't like the word of Yah. We don't like to study the word of Yahweh. Hallelujah. We rather do things that are frivolous and foolish, demeaning, but we don't like to study. Period. No time for him. It's a wickedness, it's iniquity there. And this is not your study time when you come into the bite of Yah. You come here to hear the word of Yah. You come to get emunah, it comes by hearing the expression of Yah. Everything that Yeshua says, he said, this Yahweh says, doesn't he? Now the only ones that are going to know who have the written power of his truth in them. Those that cut off a lamb's neck like he does a dog's dog. Look at this. He that offers an oblation, a praise offering, as if he offers swine's blood. You do it, as Deacon Benny reminded us. You do it because you must be coerced. You must be commanded. You must be prompt. You must be prodded along. And the reason you do it because you're full of the swineness. Your flesh is of the swine nature. You are unclean. Your hands are unclean. Your mind is unclean. And you cannot offer unto Yah the oblation that is pure. He is still talking to Israel. So your oblations are vile. They're filthy. He said, I'm letting you know this because there is no reprieval. He's going to destroy this wicked world. And this is what he is employing here to Israel, Yehuda, Ephraim, Israel, Benjaminites. It makes no difference. He said he also burns incense as if he blessed an idol. That's how he burns his incense. That's how you lift up your oblations, your offerings unto Yah. That's how the sweet praises that ought to go from us ought to be a delight in the nostrils of Yah.
It is though that we are offering them up unto idols. There is no stirring of oneself. Even in the old whorehouses, the old sisters and brothers, when they would think about the tub of Yah, you would hear one jump up and shout, hallelujah, because they knew of the satisfying flavor and the things that Yah had done. When I think of the tub of Yah, my inward part, my being, shout, hallelujah. I thank Yah for Yahshua for delivering me. And because you're not stirred, you can't say it. Raise up the mighty men, Yah. No, I am not one, Yahweh. But raise up men of strength and valor, great sincerity unto you, that they may declare, this is what Yahweh says. This is what he speaks. He said, you have taken your delight. You have chosen your own ways and you take great delight in these things. He says in the latter part of that verse, yes. An affirmative here, isn't it? Yes. Is that what it says? Yes. They have chosen whose ways? Whose ways? I want you to look to your neighbor and say, which way have you chosen? And you answer them and say, my own ways. And they have chosen their own ways. That is a perilous thing, to choose your own ways. For the ways of man, they seem right. Your action, your attitude, your response, it seems right, doesn't it? But it leads to destruction. It leads to death. Death, love for the brothers, the sisters. A humbleness, a commitment. Yah says those that are poor, humble, broken, contrite. Those that offer their oblations as they offer up unto an idol or dog. He said, I will loose a spirit upon the earth. And the reason why? Because you have chosen your own ways. The Baptists have chosen their own ways. Those that what we call Caucasians have chosen their own ways. Those that are what we call African American, black Negroes, they have chosen their own ways. The arrogant have chosen their own ways. The Mexicans, their own ways. And those that perceive that they are of the high class, what a stupidity. He says, yes, they have chosen their own ways. And their soul delights, hafeitz, takes great pleasure and desire. You are pleased with what you do in your own ways. He said, and their soul, their inward parts, take great delight in their abominations, their detestable, depraved things. This is a generation that takes great delight in their abominable deeds and actions. It gives them a sense of satisfaction. Because you believe that this is what I've chosen, this is my way, and can't nobody tell me that. Well, did he send this man, Yeshua, to Israel? And this vile generation, because it thinks that it is pure in his own sight. It thinks that it is right that no one can tell this damnable generation. Anyone speaks against their vile, evil ways, then they recoil like a pit viper. And those that are the same spirit will side with that one that are against the things that are right. I don't give a damn who it is. It's your wicked mammy, your wicked pappy. Makes no difference. I'm going to do like Yahushua. For this day, as far as David Roberts die, we eat my house. And those that are in my house, we're going to serve Yah. And those that are not of my house, then they will be eradicated because they're not going to serve Yah. But as far as my house, we're going to offer oblations unto Yah. And the government is going to be based upon what he stipulates. It is not going to be my way or her way. To hell with her way. And to hell, double hell with my way. It's Yah's way. It's Yahweh's way. And the way has been made plain through this revealed power of Yahshua. Well, how's it made plain? Well, all that we do in his way will do one thing. It will please him. You will know when you're not pleasing Yahweh. And we spend an enormous amount of time pleasing our flesh, don't we? That is what it's all about, pleasing our damnable, corrupt flesh. We will defile the Torah of Yah to please our flesh. We will do that. We will abandon his truth to please our flesh. Our wayward son, brother, mama, daddy, they defy Yah. They have disdain for him. And we will say, this is my family, as Elder Martin was espousing unto me. And how much is I declare my family, those that hear the word of Yah and do the will of my Abba, the same is, 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 my, I am of the same is, my sister, the same is, my Isi, my brother. I don't take it back because HaMashiach said it. And if I do that, then I'm a fool. He says the same. So we say in our own corrupt, wicked ways that it is not of Yah. And this is what he's going to do. And he's already done this. Hallelujah. Yah says here in verse 4. Yahweh says this. I will also choose their... Everyone say that next word. You can't do better than that. They're what? They're what? Who's going to choose the delusions? You tell me Yahweh says he's going to choose their delusions? And so when I began to embark upon what Shaul says, we will know we have power in Torah. Yah says, I'm going to choose their delusions. That's what he says. He said, I will choose their tahor, their delusions. I want to define that before I go farther. Delusion. Now this is the Aramaic definition. One that is wantonness. We understand what wantonness is. It is hard to be controlled. This is a generation that is hard to be controlled, isn't it? I will show you what controls this generation. This is the Aramaic expression of the delusion. Wantonness. Those that are hard to be controlled. Capricious, those that are irrational or unpredictable ideas or desires. Those that are irrational, their desires are unpredictable, their attitude is unpredictable. You go to them today and say, brother, you need to do this, and they are all delighted. And the next day they will rail like a pit viper from hell. They are irrational. This is an irrational generation. It doesn't hear Yah. Yah says, because you have chosen your own ways, Yahweh says, I'm going to offset that. I'm going to choose your delusions. Now that is the spirit that Yah has sent forth. It is one that is of delusion. This is a wantonness generation. It is hard to control. Parents can't control their children. Husband cannot control their wives according to the word of Yah. And wives cannot be controlled by the word of Yah. This is a generation that is defiant unto Yahweh. There's a reason why. The mind has been altered, my brothers and sisters. That's why we have been so dysfunctional, because we have not been nurtured in the right fashion. One that is capricious, it is of vexation to bring trouble, distress, or agitation. It is a persistent, listen to this now, this is the delusion that Yah has sent. It is a persistent, false, psychotic belief. You all hear that? It is a psychotic belief regarding the self or person. They regard themselves, who they are, what I am, or the object or the objection outside the self that is maintained despite, listen now, despite the indispensable evidence that it is contrary to Torah. Did you all hear that? It is that mindset that defies Yah and says, I don't give a damn. I know it defies you. Who is my mother? Who is my brother? You say, I don't give a damn what Yahshua says. And although it's evident what he commands us, you don't have to like me, but that's all right. And this capricious, wicked generation defies it. And Yah says, because you have chosen your own way. Well, why don't you choose my son or my daughter? Why don't you choose my mother, my father? You get quiet on that, don't you? Because the wickedness is there. I don't care if you don't like what I'm saying. It is still the truth. So Yah says there shall be a delusion. You have chosen your own ways. Choose your ways, Miss Fancy Thing. And Yah says, I will choose the delusion. That's why he says to you, Israel, you that are you that are poor, you that are humble and broken and contrite, you that are willing, he says, I'm going to preserve a remnant. You better make sure that you have that character. You better make sure that that's your mindset. Because if not, then Yah says, you have chosen your way. There's a way that seems right unto man. Your way seems right, doesn't it? Your verboseness, don't sit here like hypocrites on me. You rising up in your act of repudiating one, you think you're always right. It's by the mercies of Yah and his immense, his truth, that the iniquitous way is purged. So he gives us truth today. If this is not truth, then you say, to hell with you, preacher. But if it is the truth, you better say, help me, Yah. Help me, Yah. So when one know that this one is so psychotic that they know what they're doing is wrong, but their persistence says it's right, I will still do it. You are twisted. Elder Martin did not know what I was going to preach on today, but he always brings a word that confirms it all. I like that. And his broken grammar, that is, the sentence structure is so bad and horrendous. It takes another wise man to understand what he is saying. You think you're wise? Well, the wise man will hear. He becomes wiser. He can hear the broken jargon. He can hear beneath the broken language of his vernacular. One that is full of pride says, he doesn't talk like me. He is not the orator I am. He can't speak like me. To hell with your speaking. Your oratorical skill means a knicker's worth of rat's piss. And that is of no value. So this psychotic mindset today, it is nurtured in a way like no other time. He said, because of that, I will sin, I will choose the delusions. I will bring their fears upon them, because what I called, none did answer. He calls you today. He calls you to be humble and to be poor and to be broken and contrite. No one answers. He said, what I spoke, did he speak here? Did he always speak? He said, what I spoke, they did not hear. What an indictment there is. But they did evil before my eyes, and chose those things which I delight not in. They did not choose the things that I delight in, but they choose the thing that I delight not in. One of the greatest and the most profound powers that bring the delusion of Yah. It has done more to turn the mind away unto secular ventures and desires. Men are so caught up in it that they can't turn it loose. And this is the thing that we call the television. It is a delusion of optical illusions. You don't have to like it. They cannot eradicate themselves of it. And so, Yah, even the poorest of the world, they own nothing. They own a television. You can go to the countries that are most depressed of poverty. It is nothing but a vision of delusion and illusions. Elder Wyman, he brought that out during Shavuot about the illusions and the delusions of the mind and how the enemy brings them forth. That he is his workers transform themselves into melachims of light and present a false truth. Nothing on it. Nothing on it is relevant. It caused a greed to the flesh. It caused you to be driven by your own way. It caused you to be driven by the lust of your flesh. It draws your mind away from Torah. You can't live without it. You can't denounce it. You can't get it out. You can't wake up without it. That is damnable. It is so vile. Yes, sir, because you've chosen your ways. Oh, yes. He said, I was in the delusion. Presents unto this world these deluded, corrupt women of whoredom. And you get the delusion that to commit whoredom is all right. To marry and remarry. To abandon one wife. Put her away and get another wife. Find the one that is most pleasing to you. That is what this delusion has done. It has made us think that the things of the flesh are more important than the things of Yah. Hallelujah. So everything today, they want things to be what they call family oriented. There is only one family. And that is the family that has the signature signed and signet of Yah. It is either the family of Yah or the family of hell. And so you find these things of delusion. David died. We said, I will set no evil thing before my eyes. And everything that comes out of that thing is evil. It pollutes your mind. It brings delusion and illusion. It makes you alter yourself, your appearance. You see a whore that has blonde hair, you want your hair blonde. You see one with a tattoo on their buttocks, you want one. Yes, no, it produces a spirit that one is unshamed. That the women parade themselves like dogs or on a judging contest. It takes your mind, it forms it, it shapes it, it alters your ability to be sensitive to your wife, to your husband, because you see some damnable, vile thing, and that is what Israel had done. They had turned their eyes away from Yahweh. Turn your eyes upon who? Yahshua. We turn our eyes upon the counsel of Yah. And so they turned their eyes away from Yah in their own ways. And Yah said, I'm going to send you a delusion that's going to damn your soul. So he has sent them a thing that caused their minds to be captivated. They can't turn it loose. They can't turn it off all night long. It blares because it controls every aspect of their lives, their attitude, what they do, their functionality. It controls that. The wife must have one when she's cooking in the kitchen. They got him in the bathroom. They got him in the bedroom. Come on, don't you know that that's twisted? They got him in the children's room. They got him in the living room. They got more of them than they do have scripture in their home. They turn them on more than they do scripture. They got time for some damnable thing that altered their mind and twisted it, but no time to get their youngest together and to bless Yahweh. That's the damnable wickedness, that's delusion that Yah has sent. He's going to damn them into hell. I don't care how they say, oh, I love Yahshua. He's going to damn every last one of them. Every last one of them. He said, because you've chosen your ways. Well, I choose time today to watch all in the world. Yah says, you have chosen that, your way. I'm going to choose your delusion. I'm going to bring your own delusion. And they think that they're right too. And they think they're doing the right thing. Oh, I'm going to preach, oh man. Might as well say, oh man. I'm going to preach. Hallelujah. I'm going to speak what Yah says speak. I will not hold one word back. So their minds are twisted today. They don't know how to love because what they have of love is an illusion. It is a false pretense of what love is. It is something that is based upon some nakedness or sexual proudness. That's not the Ahava of Yah. It's based upon the principles of obedience unto Him or the one that you say you love. I said other day that wrestler that killed his wife and his child, Benoit, that people will say, oh, he loved his wife and his child. What a cruelty, what the man, the way he killed the woman. The forensic pathologist discovered that he put a cord around the woman's neck. And from the back, he put his knee on his wife. And he's choked her to death with a coward dog. And this is what this damnable delusion teaches today. That's why there's no sensitivity in your sons and daughters. Just let them set before that damnable thing. That delusion is from Yahweh. It is full of illusions. It is full of the power of witchcraft. That's what it is. And it induced that in your homes to bring you under this false security and this false security. Or surely I will bust every last one of the damnable things. It is not of Yah. The Torah of Yah shapes our minds. You know, Deacon Benny said those that left, you know, it was Yah doing his thing. And all of them, I don't care what they say, they went to that delusion. They went because Yah sent that delusion. And that's the truth. Can anyone say they haven't? They all have gone down that. Because they've gone their own way. The way of Yah's one of reproof and instruction. And so they set before the eyes of the people these false images. These lies. Women that are full of lies and full of whoredom. Their actions are based upon such frivolous whorishness, and men that are so vile and seductive, men that are so evil, and they know they have a weak vessel in the woman. But these men, they're much evil. They're much more evil than the women. They're much more evil. Their minds are controlled by the powers of hell because Yah has given them over unto that. And you that sit there and consume by it, and you that are attracted by it, it causes you to have all kinds of illusions in your mind. They show you the rich and the famous, and you began to have illusions of that. Set your affections on things that are above and not on the things that are sensual. We're reminded of those things. Set your mind upon those things. Lay up your treasures in Hoshemayim, where the moth neither canker, where it cannot rust, where it doesn't corrupt. And so Yah says, because you have turned away from Torah, can I tell you this? You sit here in your expression of hypocrisy. I can sit you down in front of that damned of a delusion. It will make you smile. It will make you feel sad. It will make you clap your hat. It will make you happy. Don't you know that that's a damned of a delusion of hell? And yet the living power of Torah doesn't cause your level to be excited. It doesn't cause you to smile. You're a damnable fool. Don't take it back. No, sir. Don't even repent. I'm not a mighty man, but I'm a bold man. You know, that's what the man said of the day the last time I went to the prison house. He says, you're just as bold as I've heard the remarks on. I said, no, his word is bold. And I speak his truth. What is your value? Of no value. Everything that he says is of great value. He said, this is what Yahweh says. Because you have chosen your own ways. And when you choose your ways, Yah says, I am going to choose the delusion. And you will think what you're doing is right, but it is diametrically opposed to me. You believe your actions, your ways, and what you're doing is right, but it will not be according to what I've commanded. It's amazing that we cannot even strengthen the hands of one another. But you will strengthen the wicked in their resolve to even their reproach to you is even worse. What are you saying, Pastor Roberts? You will try to prove to those that are wicked, that don't know Yah, that you have a certain propensity, a certain righteousness about you, and they mock you like hell. Because you haven't done what Yahweh said. And because you're going your own way, you got this delusion that they think very highly of you and they don't give a damn about you. Because you have chosen your ways, Yah says, I'm going to send the delusion. And he will use your sons, your daughters. And the main component he uses is that thing that you allow to consume the vast majority of your time. It is called the false vision of hell that is based upon darkness. Can I ask us all this question? You literally answer it in your heart. These men that do the movies like the Spielbergs, The men that own the powerful theatrical communities, giftings and all them, homosexuals and perverts, tell me, how can they create something that's right? The only thing that can create something right in your mind is the power of living Torah, and that is the vision and the witness of Yahshua HaMashiach. These men have been birthed from hell, and everything they put on there, they give you a false illusion with their sporting events. You become enwrapped in it that you want to be like that, because they are the idol. Just like he said, you burn your incense, and you will burn your candle into the late night hours to watch a damn basketball or football game. Come on, here somebody. Yeah, I've been burning my candle on both ends. You know what that means. You've been staying awake at night. And so they will burn their candles. Because their idols, they must bring the offerings onto their idols and the incense. And what they do when they see the new tennis shoes, daddy, mama got to get the fool a pair of those $130 tennis shoes. That's made in the sweat factories there in Singapore, China. And the fat, foolish children, they don't understand that because they're dumb as hell, because the parents are dumb as hell, because of this delusion. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, this is no small matter. This is a grave matter. It is a grave issue in this hour. Our minds must be shaped by Torah. We must hear the word of Yah. Yah doesn't want us to sit there all day long and hear that damnable trash. J.R. took the ball down. He bounced it through his leg and a dunk over Kobe Smith. That's not the will of Yah. He wants us to hear that the dam of Yahshua HaMashiach, the cleansing power of that blood, it washes away all of the sins and the corruption and the greed. These things have shaped you to be greedy, to be lustful. You cannot be satisfied. When one knows the power of Yah, he is contented. He has food. He has raiment. He is contented. There's not one sparrow out there that says, I'm discontent. There's not one blue jay that says, I'm discontent. They sow, nor do they reap. But yet the heavenly Abba knows what they need, and he feeds them.
Those squirrels out there did not sow one corn seed in our garden. But they ate every last one of the sheep. Don't tell me they sowed anything. Don't tell me they did. Don't tell me. They came and got every seed. Pull it up, let it grow. Get a little size and said, all right, this is mine. What did they sow? They did not labor to till. They haven't watered. And their little urination on it would kill it. They have not sown one thing. But Yah says, test your community victory. There's some seeds right there. That's all right. I made the seeds come forth. They're mine. Eat it. Hallelujah. They haven't sown or they have not even reaped, but they're full. And those little squirrels, they're putting those seeds back for the summertime, the little nuts and little things back for the summer, for the wintertime, so they can stay fat. And the coat of fat will protect them. We need to get fat, brothers and sisters. Milk is not going to make you fat. You need some meat. And it has to be sincere meat. Hallelujah. Have you ever eaten and you can tell when someone cooked a meal and it wasn't, they did not have their heart in it? Come on, hypocrites. Don't sit here like that. I've been gritches sometimes. I say, what did they cook? Come on. All I did was just put that apart. No passion in this. Who cooked this, Sister Roberts? Got her pissed off and angry? Wicked? Problem? It's your own wickedness. You know, it's one thing that I know I can't do. Every burden, every trial, I can't take it to him in prayer. He'll resolve it. What I think of the mighty things he's done, it caused my love to be reverberated, and it caused me to shout. Do you get angry, Pastor Roberts? It's only for a moment. Sure, I get angry. Deacon Bitter reminded us on Wednesday to be angry, but don't sin. Hallelujah. Oh, that was for me too, above all men. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to send them a delusion. That they will believe what they're doing is right and is wrong. Then those today believe because they denounce HaMashiach that they are right. They're liars. They are perverts. Birth from hell. They don't have the Ru'av, Yah. What has trained your mind to defy Torah? Don't tell me you watch it for what they call, quote, Christian television. It's a damnable delusion. These false serpents of hell, that's all they are.
Tell me what's on during the day that is profitable. Well, I like to watch animal kingdom things. They're all fictitious and false. They set it all up. There have been very few occasions where they have literally found a lion and let him actually run down an impala. It is almost non-existent. They set it all up. It's all based upon a false lie to make you excited. It's not based upon the actual. Tell me what's on during the daytime. You got these whores like Oprah Winfrey deluding the mind. Yeah, yeah, that's what it is. This fat bull dagger that takes every kind of pill to kind of eradicate herself of her weight. That's what she is. Say what you want to. She's not a woman. She's a bull dagger. My best friend left her husband with two children, Gail. And anytime you see her, you see Oprah. She's a bull dagger, but the world loves that. Oh, she's not going to tell them she's a bull dagger right now because she has them under her delusion. What is this fat cow's name that Rosie O'Donnell? She said that she was a bull dagger. And they eat that dog up like they eat dog's puke. She went on a television program and caused the ratings to rise. That's what this world loves. Y'all say because you have chosen your ways. I will send you a delusion. You will not even know what a man is. You will not even know the sensitivity and the beauty of a wife. A wife, you will not even know the sensitivity and the feel or the beauty of a man. Because it's based upon some little stupid, damnable show that some corrupting you have watched. And so it parades these false men before you. They talk about their Christ, and they all got different Christ. The Christ of T.D. the Snake Dog Jakes. His Christ is different than the bishop. He's not a bishop, but the false bishop, long dog, long down there in Georgia, and the grinning snake, old steam, the dog out of hell. His Christ is different. They don't have the same one. They're different. And the people said unto those delusions, I got to hear T.D. Snake. I know he's a damnable snake. He is one of the most subtle snakes upon the face of the earth. That Osteen is one of the most subtle devilish forms there's ever been. He's the embodiment of the Billy Grahams, the Oral Roberts, and all of these damnable dogs that have paraded the lies of the falsehood and brought the people under these damnable delusions. And what thing have they used? Television. So anytime the powers that be wants to bring, that want to bring you under delusion, they will begin to control your mind by this device. It is called the television. Don't you remember when you watched it, you couldn't even turn the thing off, you will fall asleep in front of it? I know I did. Ball game coming on, you try to keep yourself awake. Now there are a few of you all didn't have the opportunity to watch as much as others. Hallelujah. Evangelist Horn, he never had no cable or anything like that. He didn't spend money on stuff like that. And the old televisions he had, they were much of nothing. That is the truth. Some of us, we had to find it every time a new model come out. We wanted that. You got to get quiet over it because God knows that he's driving it right in the stake of your wicked hearts. Don't try to hide them damnable deeds and actions we have done in the past. Bust them damnable things up. They're altering your mind. And so anytime the enemy wants to shape and form you or shape a society, it began to use that delusion because Yah said, you've chosen your own ways. You've chosen your daughter over mine that I say is my daughter. You've chosen your mother over the one that I say is my mother. You've chosen your father, the one that I say is my, that is a father unto you. He said, I will send you a damnable delusion. I don't take nothing back. Choose a whore of a daughter of Zion. Jezebel that defies Yah, let them go to hell, all of them. I don't care if it's your daughter, your son, makes no difference. Wicked old mammy that despises Yah over precious mother that loves Yah and strives, that watches over you, you fool. You'll get quiet because there's some still trash in you. And this preacher doesn't give a knicker's worth of dog's poo-poo. How you feel about that? You that are listening, it makes no difference at all. Hallelujah. He said, because you have chosen your own ways, I will send you a delusion. So men today choose rather to watch television all day than to study Torah. Women today rather watch as the whores parade themselves, sleeping with everybody, as the fags fagonize, fagging every man. They rather watch something like that instead of training their children and nurturing them in the principles of Yah. That's not even a mammy. At least Yahweh calls Yisrael a bachelor heifer. She is a heifer. But that's not even a dog. A dog will watch over her litter. Even if she eats them up because she knows they're not going to last. A dog will do that. That's not even a mother that will give their children. That's not even a vibe. When you understand truth and you give their minds to be altered and to be full of delusions and these little damnable video games, these things that alter the very dynamics of their little minds. Don't you tell me Shaitan gives us nothing that is perfect. Every perfect and every tough gift comes from where? From above, from Yah. And these damnable things do not come from Yah. Every tov, every complete gift comes from Yah, comes from above, from the Abba of light, in whom there's no variance, no shadows, no chance of even him turning. Isn't that true, Sue? Every year they got to come out with a Madden football game, don't they? Because everything changes. Every year they got to come out with a new ball game. Every year they got to come out with a new Pokemon. Every year, don't they? Don't you realize how that Yah's given this generation over to delusions and illusions? Elder Wyman touched on that profoundly when he preached it last time. But of course, we are people that don't hear. We are people that don't retain things. Because we think of ourselves as being the more excellent one. Hallelujah. I can almost tell you that message Deacon Miller preached word for word on Wednesday. Tell you Deacon Horn, I know what they preach. Why? Because it causes me to go to the book. And I draw from that. Whore's forehead. Markings of a whore. Get dissatisfied with Yah. That's all right. He said, because of that, I will send you delusions. Listen, these delusions are destroying their sons, turning their daughters into whores and Jezebels, causing their children to defy them, causing their children to turn away from disciplines. That's what it's doing. A mother cannot even get this rebellious little fat son to take the garbage out because he's sitting there filling his fat belly with Tootsie Rolls and Sweet Pops. Come on here, somebody. This preacher knows what he's preaching. I know what the world consists of. I'm not a novice. There was an old man said that. He witnessed. He said, you're not a novice. He said, you're not a novice. So I'm not a novice. I'm not a boy playing with marbles. Even though I like shooting marbles, too. But I'm not a novice. And turn our minds away from Yah. So the little fat boy, the little fat gal sits there. She said, take out the garbage, Willie. And he, Mama, okay, Dad, I get it. All of that. He's so drawn and attached to something that is deluding his mind, full of illusion. And what Granny would do, take a stick and whip the hell out of him. That's why he's fat, because his lazy is sitting around. I don't take it back. Get off his lazy butt. Got somebody's head. Oh, Daddy, wait. Oh, I got 15,000 points. Don't even understand the minute things of math. Dumps them down and brings this delusion. It makes them all talk alike, speak alike, walk alike. It's one thing about the culturing of Yahweh. It calls cultivate our mind. That's what Torah does. It cultivates our mind to walk like Yahshua. Hallelujah. To talk like Yahshua. To act like Yahshua. To worship Yah like Yahshua did. You might as well be my friend. That's all right if you're not my friend. Sometimes Sister Roberts doesn't want to be friendly with me. Is that right? I can make you upset. That's all right. You're still my friend. Hallelujah. What a friend I have in Yahshua. All my sins and griefs he will bear. What a privilege I have that I can go to Yahshua for everything. That's all right by me. Hallelujah. I know I'm going to be reviled. I know men will not like me, women. That's all right. I will not lose 1 hour of sleep. Believe me. I slept so wonderful last night. And I did not wake up, I think, until this morning. And the sleep was so precious that I said, get on up, man. Sleeping like this, you can't do nothing but get up. Hallelujah. And come to the Bayan of Yah and bless him for that. Precious. He says he will give his beloved rest. Shavat. And that he gave me. Shavat. Shavat. Sweet. Pleasant. Didn't even know it had rained a little bit. Glad to see it. Hallelujah. Yah says, I will send the delusions. This is old covenant, isn't it? It's in the book. It's truth. And Shaul burning with the same fervor of fire. He says, on to the gathering of Thessalonica. 2 Thessalonica, chapter 2, in verse 5. He reminds them of the destruction that shall come to those that will not obey the Torah of Yah. He says, I want to tell you something gathering here in Thessalonica. 2 Thessalonica chapter 2 verse 5. He says to them, remember. Yah says, Yeshai, he says, hear me, hearken. He says, remember, let it be brought to your frontal lobe. Let it be the most important thing that you think of. Remember that when I was still with you, I told you the things of what shall be. I spoke of you of the mishpatim of Yah, his judgment, and what things you will procure upon yourself if you do not obey. And now you know what withholdeth this, or the things that Yah would permit upon Israel. You know what withholdeth this. Now I know in Christendom we were taught that this was the Ruah, but it is not the Ruah. I believe that it is the power that watches over Israel, and we know that Micah is the Melekim, the Melech that watches over Israel. He said, now you know what withholdeth, you know what withholdeth this, so that he might be revealed in his time, so that the one that works delusions and illusions, he's going to reveal. And when they see him, they're going to say, is this the one that caused such misery upon the earth? He's a vile thing. For the mystery of wickedness or Torahlessness or unrighteousness doth already work. Does it already work? It's going to work in the future. It's working now. The mystery of iniquity is already working in our land when we deny Torah. He say, only he now who lets and the one that stands for Israel will let it until he be taken out of the way. And he's going to remove for a season. Michael. He's going to be removed. Verse 8. He says, and then shall the Torahless one, the wicked one, whom Master Yahshua will consume with the roar of his mouth, shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Now this one he tells you. Now listen, brothers and sisters. Now if this one, even him, listen to what it says. Even him whose coming is after the workings. Do you hear that? Is everything that thing that we call television, is it after the workings of Yah or Shatan? Is everything delusional and illusional on that thing? Come on, brothers and sisters. We get those kinds of things, devices out of our homes. That's not of Yah. What would it look like if brothers and sisters, I have had a computer, internet before. When I had it, it was only a couple million people that had it in the initial stages. I have never got a naked woman's picture or anything like that. Nothing pornography, because I don't play with it. I've never used it for searching. I've never. There are those that tell me they've got naked women and all. I've never. I have never. I don't want no advertisement. I don't want nothing. And the few things that I use it for, and I use it much when we came here for farm implements and things like that. But I have never. Because the only basic things I do with it. News. Maybe some things on Yahweh. The weather. That's it. That's it. I don't need to search about Paris Hilton, that Jezebel. I don't need to see what whore is laying on the beach. He says, even him who's coming. Now this is the prelude, or the one that comes before this one that works. Even him who's coming, who's working. And everything that's working on that thing you call television, it is after the workings of Shatan, with all unclean powers. The powers that control it, are they clean powers? They're unclean powers, isn't it? where Benny Hinn is on there, and signs and lying wonders. These are liars. And that Greek word for their lying wonders is called Simeon. Simeon, their lying wonders. These liars say that the folks that are being healed, they're liars. They parade them up. You never see one with palsy or cripple that they tell them, get up, do you? You never see anyone with deformity getting up, do you? They all have these internal things, nothing that is organic. And when I say organic, something that is visible that you can see. You never see someone with a grotesque outgrow of their head and say it is healed. You never see that. And all the ones that they say that have internal things, their cancerous diseases and all, they all die. They're nothing but lying simians, lying wonders. That's all this thing produces. And people, how do you think that they still give to a dog like Benny Hinn? What do you think they still give to a fat hog like T.D. Jakes? Come on here! How do you think they listen to a little lying, grinning devil like Osteen and send him 100 million a year? That's what he gets a year, 100 plus million. T.D. Jakes get 100 million. Benny Hinn gets 100 million plus. That they are the small fry boys. Someone like TBN, they own 365 stations. Don't tell me y'all's in that damnable mess. It is a delusion. When they sit up this faggot man out there that sits on his empire, own 50-some houses, and everyone is valued over $1 million, and you find these little whole houses, like the ones in Charlotte, the Robin Goose, and all them perverts, and all those sick, psychotic minds that in these whole houses deny the Torah, the power of Yah, and say they're blessed, they're liars. Not blessed of Yah. You think if Ghoul let me preach there that the folks would not empty out? They would kill me. They would stone me. I wouldn't go there to preach. Why? Because he would never invite me. Hallelujah. And so these things are full of delusion, brothers and sisters. And so you see the little small fries like the little local small things, 2,000 or 3,000 members. There was a pastor called me yesterday. I'm going to finish this message. Most of it. I'll get back to it. He said to me, Pastor Roberts, I'm upset. The man that I sat on the many years, he said, I was talking with Brother Dale yesterday. We were sitting outside. He said, for their 25th anniversary, they gave him, now that was what they gave him that day, $100,000. I can say this emphatically. You have never given me 100,000 in all the years. You've never given me 10,000 or 5,000. Do you understand? If you give something to me, I will use it for the work of the kingdom. I will make sure he has and this one and that one. Do you hear me? He said above that, Pastor Roberts, they gave him a vintage Corvette. And then they gave his wife a car as well. Now, you can imagine what he's already riding now. I said, how many people are there? He said, about 5,000-6,000 people. Hallelujah. Now, that's what they gave him. Because he feeds them the dainties they want. Well, if I walk in here with a new pair of shoes on, all of y'all will know that, won't you? New suit I got on right here, you like that? Mama made that for me. Don't sit here like hypocrites. Y'all are so false and phony, and realize how phony you are. It says that I was walking in with a new frock, you always see that. You saw the Jezebels that left her. She got all that over there. Lying dogs. They were dogs, and I don't take it back. And so Preacher Dave walks in with a pair of shoes on, $135. You notice that. You're getting off the choir because I'm telling the truth. That is the truth. And yet they gloated. And giving this man $100,000 and a vintage Corvette. Of course, I'm too big. I couldn't even get in out of a Corvette. It's too low for me. Hallelujah. Brother James, he gives an old van that we're going to fix it up. We're going to use it for the kingdom work. What kingdom work? Where the brothers will go and fish with it in. Pull that boat in. Bring fish back. Feed the people of Yah. Hallelujah. That's what we use it for. Don't want no Corvette. I rode down the other day to get the sweet potatoes yesterday. And the man said, the man with the money, I said, man, that bike you got costs as much as this. I said, tell me how much you pay for that. It's this old 1999 vehicle. It's not even a 2000. He said, I paid $6,500. I say, almost as much as this cost. And you riding around on a dirt bike. Oh, I just do that to kid and to play. Well, I don't kid and play. I don't do that. Hallelujah. If there's any laughter with the brothers, we do that. But it's not an overindulgence of folly. I don't play that. Shaul says, and then shall this one be revealed, whose working, even him whose coming, his working is at the short time with all unclean power, sons and Shimeon, lying wonders. Verse 10. And he tells us how he's going to work, and with all deceit of unrighteousness in them now, that what? Perish. Now who is the deceit in? And unrighteousness. Is it in the one that is coming? Come on here, brothers and sisters. Who's it in? In them. That's what it says. And with all deceit or deceivableness of unrighteousness, they're full of deceit and lies. Yah says, I'm going to find those that are humble, poor, and those that are contrite. He's going to preserve a remnant. He said, and the rest, those that are full of deceit and lies, and all unrighteousness. Why are they full of unrighteousness in them that perish? Because what? Because they receive not the ahava of the truth. They don't receive the love of Torah. They don't receive the love of Torah. For Yah Sadiqah is from everlasting to everlasting, and his Torah is the truth. And because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Listen. And for this reason, Yahweh shall send them strong delusion. Does it say that? It did not even say a delusion, did it? It says a strong delusion. A strong. Did he send a delusion unto Israel? Why? Because of their own depravity and wickedness of heart. Because they did not have love for Torah. Is that right? So where has he changed here in Thessalonica? Yeah. It is the same word. It has not changed. He's going to send them a powerful delusion. And tell me what's more stronger than the thing we call television. I tell you what, take a little child like Sherry, and put her before and see how she's captivated. See how she's drawn immediately. See how it overtakes her little vision. Controls her mind immediately. If you all don't think I know what I'm saying, try me then. Take that little fellow and put him before him. Just sit him down and put him before him and watch what he does. Watch what it does. Watch how it controls him. And these are the workings of Shaitan. Oh, little Jimmy is so quiet because he's seduced under that delusion. Well, just put him there, baby. As long as you keep him there, he's quiet. What did you say, sister? What did you say? What? Truth. Come on, say it loud. Truth. Well, just let him set that baby. He ain't messing with nobody. It dumbs him down to be a fool, to be a murderer. His little thoughts are introspective. And he thinks like a fool. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may not like it, but that's all right. There are those out there that are listening. They say, bless you, Pastor. I'm going to read you a letter of one that wrote to me. I'll read it. Hallelujah. We sit in Yah's bayat. I'm the one perspiring. You can sit there. Put your mind to it. There are those that will sit. Their parents will put their child in front of that thing, that illusion, for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 hours. Give them some Twinkies and something to eat. And they will sit there. They will not get up to urinate. They will not even get up to bush. Toda, my brother. We're bringing this home. Yah says, because you have chosen your ways, I will send strong delusion. Why would you do that, Yahweh? That they should believe a damnable lie. So the mind is shaped today whereby they don't believe Torah. They don't believe the things of Yah. They don't have honor for those that have the authority of Yah in them. That's why some of you corrupt sisters, even in this gathering, you speak things and you've spoken things out of your mouth that you're wicked. You don't realize. And the reason you spoke it, because there's a seed there. You did it once, you do it again. And not only have you done it once, twice, or three or four times, you've done it continuously. Something vows in you, something that's very vile. And that is the truth. Now you that have that guilt complex is you.
There are those that have never done that because it's not in them. If that little girl out there, either one of them get out of hand, I'll reprove them resoundly. I had her to take something to Brother Jason the other day. She was timid and afraid. I said, that's the way I want it. Because I'm not going to play with her. I will not josh with either one of them. Neither will I do it. I'm not going to do it. And they have never spoken to me. Some of you Jezebels, the spirit. See, that's how it speaks. This Jezebel, how speaks to Yah. A Jezebel will always speak her mind. A woman of wisdom, it's her deeds and her actions that speaks. Her way, her work, her attitude speaks. With a man that has the power of Yah, has the visibility of how much she is in him, you will see him. He stands erect. His thoughts upon the things that are heavenly and that are above. He doesn't care about a vintage Corvette. Hallelujah. Not one bit at all. Period. You know, your husband said to me one day, Sister Dottie, he said, Pastor Roberts, I will never buy a new car. I will never do anything like that. He said, I'll never do that. He said, my whole life, everything about life, it has all been altered. It's been changed. And that was the time he wouldn't even talk to me. But he enjoyed talking to this preacher. Why? Because I did not try to force anything on him. You say I was wiser than you all. You think you're wise? I tell you what, I'm wiser than you. How about that? Hallelujah. Shouldn't you want someone that's wise? That's stupidity if you don't. What do you get me to get somebody who's wiser than me? What's wrong with that? This is a stupid generation. This is a stupid generation. It is dumb. It is stupid. It is ignorant. Well, how do you know he's wiser than you? Because when he speaks, I listen. Wise man hears. We're so dumb because of our arrogance. We want to be something that we're not. And we're nothing. Hallelujah. He says that, verse 12, that they all might be damned who believe not the what? Brothers and sisters, I don't care what you say. I don't care what your religious grandmama, your religious granddaddy, papa. There's only one thing in scripture tells us what the truth is. And that is the Torah of Yah. His truth. And that's what it says. That it did not just say because they believe not truth. But they believe not the Pacific, the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. They didn't believe the Torah of Yah. Is this a generation that doesn't believe the Torah? They take the mitzvah, his name, and the Shabbat, they say to hell with it, don't they? Well, you can't worship Yah any day. Now, that's not what he said. He said, remember the Shabbat and keep it kodesh. Keep it kodesh. Set apart. He said, don't take my name in vain. You that do so, you will not be held guiltless. And David decries his name in Psalm 68:4. He said, praise him by his name. Not by his title, but by his name. His name is Yah. I discovered something. Let me say this. Even though that I knew what was in the original 1611, I was sharing with someone I don't recall to show them the name of Yah. And even on the cover pages and what we call the Tanakh, the old covenant. They have his name, but they have just the latter part of it. You can see it. Then in the renewal covenant, where the page between the Apocrypha and the renewal covenant, you can see his name that's written in the Arabic. That is what we call the paleo, the old fashioned. Assisted Jaquetta to do that. But this is what you would call the modern or the modern Arabic, Hebraic language right here. And his name is there. His name is there. He has a name. And it's the most valuable power of his government that you declare. Who's in charge? Yahweh. Who's the mighty one? Yahweh. Who's the one we worship? Yahweh. Hallelujah. That we declare that. I'm going to close with this here. Yeshaya. Turn back to chapter 30. I want to read this before I close. He says in chapter 30, verse 8. He speaks of the Mishpatim and the consequences of those that that have contempt for the word of Yah. Yeshaya, Isaiah 30 verse 8. He says to the Nabi, now go, write it before them in table, and note it in a scroll, that it may be, look, for the time to come, for how long? Forever and ever. So his word today is for the time to come, and forever. So we've come to this time before when we started, right? We've come to this time. We started at 11. We've come to 1:30. He said that this is a rebellious people. You don't fit that, do you? He said, lying children, you don't have children that lie. Your children never lie. You got quiet on me. Hallelujah. He said, they're lying children, not only in the metaphor of our natural sons and daughters, but we are lying children. We take away from the word of Yah. As Elder the Martin reminded me today, who is my Ima, my Ishi? Who is it? They that hear the word of Yah, do his will the same. The same. So we are liars when we alter what Yah says. We try to change that. Lying children, children that will not hear the Torah of Yah. When a people will not hear the Torah of Yah, it's because of the deception of their own heart, their lies. And because they have gone astray, they have gone as Yehuda says, they have ran greedily after error or after the delusion of Balaam. In Yehuda, that word error is the same as delusion. You understand? I search scriptures out. I don't sit there for 10 minutes and think I'm feel. I search them out. He said, they're rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the Torah of Yah, which say to the seer, they say to the prophet, that's why they love this delusion of the bitty hens. Or they will say, I see someone out there, there's a sis out there, you've been struggling and quote, God said he's going to bless you 10 times over, and you get that welfare check and that check you've lied for, you in a wreck and you know that there was nothing wrong with you, hypocrite. You sitting over that man and you lied about you were crippled and broke down, you're trying to get a free dollar, and the check comes in and you write Benny Hinn and said, that was me. When Yah commanded Shaul, did he take him to the right street called straight? Was there someone there that he intended for him to meet? Hallelujah. He was precise, wasn't it? These dogs are dogs of delusion. You're liars. And so people buy into that. And they say to them, they say to the seer, don't see. Pastor Roberts, you're a pastor, but don't tell us that we're not obeying the Torah. Don't tell us we're wicked. And they say to the Nabi, prophesy not to us right things. Is that the spirit of this generation? So they speak to the televisions, their prophets. And that's what the television is, a prophet. Does it tell you what the weather's going to be today? And next week too, doesn't it? I got a thing that I use, AccuWeather. It pumps it up 15 days ahead. And it's almost right too. Sister Robert says to me, it's never right. I said, Sister Robert, change every 15 minutes. The satellite renditions of the clouds and the atmospheric pressures, they have it 15 minutes, that thing changes. But it's working. It updates everything. It can tell you. Sure it can. How much you said, oh, you wicked one, you can discern the face of the sky. You can tell when it's going to rain, when it's going to snow, when it's going to be a drought. You can even discern the time you're in. Come on, don't tell me man can't do that. So speak to us smooth things. Speak to us smooth things. And they say what? Prophesy what? Ah. So that's what they prophesied to the people. Lies. Shake yourself up in 12 days on this little piece of trash that when you get on it, it breaks down. Come on, brothers and sisters. The new miracle pill that caused you to lose 30 pounds in 30 minutes. And the telephone lines are inundated with a bunch of delusional fools. Yah says, come unto me and lay your sins down. I'm going to wash you. I got someone there with the fullest soap. His name is Yahshua. See, you wicked thing. Don't tell me that. Tell me I'm nice. I tell you, you're a liar. Make it plain, yeah. Prophesy unto us smooth things. But they say prophesy unto us deceit. Tell us lies. That's what the people want today, lies. You tell me they say prophesy lies. That's what the Benny Hinn do. Get you out of his way. Get us out. We don't want to be in Yahweh's way. That's what they say. Get you out of his way, Yahweh's way. Turn aside out of the path because they've chosen their own path, their own way. Yah will send them delusions. Cause the Kadosh One of Israel to bless us. to what? What they're saying, cause you ought to leave us alone. Leave me alone. Sometimes I will ask my wife, she say, leave me alone, Pastor Robert. Why? I don't want to be bothered with you. Leave me alone. So that's what they're saying to you. Leave me alone. Don't tell me your Torah. Don't tell me what I need to do. Leave me alone. I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated with you. Wherefore, this says Yahweh, the Kodash one, Yisrael, because you despise this word, because you despise the word of Yah, and trusting in oppression, that's what they trust in, oppression and perverseness, and you stay therein, you love that, you love the wickedness, you trust, as Deacon Bader reminded us doing the Feast of Unleavened, how that he said, we have come out of Egypt. We have that love of Egypt in us. And that's what he's saying right here, that they're so full of Egypt. They have that Mizraim Ru'ah in them. Yah says, therefore, this iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out in his high walls, whose breaking comes suddenly as in an instant. It's just going to happen. You won't even know. Because you love your wickedness, you will cause the breach in the Ru'ah with Yah. And when you cause that, brothers and sisters, when you cause that breach, then your destruction or demise is going to come in an instant. And you will not even know. That's why there are many that are destroyed and sickly among us. Because they have not given heed to the word of Yah. They want someone to speak to them smooth things. Tell me wonderful things. Well, I do this around here. You're not doing nothing. We work out our soul salvation with fear and trembling. Do you tremble at the word of Yah? Does it cause your love to fear Yah today? Or do you defy his word, or will you defy it? Will you say on tomorrow, I know what he said, but you're fool. Bottom line, you obey Yah. Obey what he commands. Let the reproach come. And there's the consequence to those whereby the reproach come. There's much more to this. I will at a later date. Yah's will. One of the brothers may take it up. That's all right. I'm not going to punch you with it. And finish this up. May Yah bless you. May he enrich you. May he cause your heart, your love to be enlightened. May he cause his strength to rest upon you. I got a few things I want to read. We're going to close, all right? Hallelujah. There's a sister that wrote me a letter. I do want to read this quickly because it's such a beautiful letter. Two letters. Two things. There's a brother that writes, you all know him. Some of you all never met him, but the brothers go to the prison, Elder Basil. He writes me a letter. He says to all of us, he says, dear congregation, enclosed is my check for $5. Listen to this now. My check for $5. This is for the tithes and offering. He said, I earn $15.84 for a month's work. And that's more than grass and all of that. $15.84. Brother Josh makes more than that hour. Brother Charles, these brothers. Brother Dale, they make that an hour. He said, I make $15.84 a month. Listen now. It's a beautiful letter. He says, according to Malachi 3:8, 3:11, we that are the believers of Yahweh are required to pay our tithes to Yah. Now, he makes $15 a week. He gave 33% of what he made. That's what he gave. He gave $5. He said, it is my sincere desire to please Yah in all things. So I will be obedient to Yahweh. I love him. He has truly blessed my life. Shalom Aleichem in Yahshua name, Elder Yaakov Yisrael. And when I was there the last time, I really put it on him. I don't mess around. And he blessed me because I needed that Pastor Robert. Smile, beautiful smile he got there. Thank you. I want to read this one quickly. Hear this. There's a sister. There's a group of them in Virginia, and they all send offering. There's a bunch of sisters. Yah's will, I plan to go up there and preach to them one Friday evening, Shabbat Eve, Shabbat morning, and that night. They come home Sunday. I want you to hear this. She says to me, Shalom, Pastor Roberts. I pray to Yah that this letter find you in due time. She tells me her name. She says, I am the daughter of a sister that writes me. I know she has been corresponding with you.
I thank the Creator above all that we had a chance to first hear your broadcast, she says, by mistake. Since then, we have been faithful listeners. Almighty Yahweh has finally led us to someone who knows the word and believes, most importantly. We have been searching for two brothers that can get our little group motivated about the word. You see, our group consists of my mother, her best friend, and my children. She has five children, and Renee's mother, her mother, just a group of them. It's a whole bunch of them, believe me. And she says, as she has children, she says, the father, my son, who floats in and out of our lives, he doesn't participate in their lives. He hears and doesn't want to hear. She says to me, you see, Pastor Roberts, I'm going to be honest. He is only a father in wallet. Just help a little bit. And a drive-by daddy. He said, that's all he is. Five children. She goes on to say, I have known of Yah for almost 10 years. But at the age of 20, that's when most of them become rebellious, don't they? She say, 20, I left my mother's nest. And I stepped into the big world looking for a father and brought back a man who resembled my estranged father. So I fell victim to the spirit of rebelliousness. I then became pregnant with my first child and tried to make a family for myself, but did not have the tools nor the frame of mind to make it right. Now I have four boys. With a man who chose not to serve the Creator, trust me, I have repented. And now see the error of my stupidity and my stupid ways. Searching for Yah led me to your broadcast. I could tell you some things about my life, but I know that you are very busy, and I have also known my mother has written you. But anyway, I realize now at 29, that I cannot blame my shortcomings on my past, but I must acknowledge now, a 29-year-old woman, my cup to bear for my sins. Can't blame no one. It is my cup that I feel, and I must drink the dregs of my cup. She says it's happening now. I just wanted to write and say, through the midst of all of this, I praise Yahweh my Abba for allowing me to come back to the flock. Some don't get that chance, and I'm truly thankful. She said, thank you for your words that come straight from Yahweh. You are the fleshly father I was looking for. Your words have done more for me than anything my real father or my so-called children father has done. Thank you. So I would love to meet you and write you again. I will let you off the hook now because I could write a book. But in close is what I can send my contribution to your flock. She sent all she had. And I bless y'all for the offering. I don't have much, being I'm on my own, but I give to you because Yahweh leads me to. She said, thank you, and your flock for opening communications up between brothers and sisters, longing for the word of Yah. I pray every night Yahweh blesses you and the flock. We have so many down here praying for you, and it's a whole bunch of them. You that are listening there, my young sister, we will be there to strengthen the love of Yisrael and to be a blessing unto them and to strengthen their love that they may continue in the walk. The letters, when I got it, I gave it to Sister Roberts because I wanted her to read the letter. I said, read the letter because it's such a beautiful letter. And I can sense in it that all of these great afflictions of her sins We are people that blame everything, our mishaps on everyone. She says that it is just my cup. To me, that's a mature mind of maturity. And I like that. Most people would say, because of someone else, she said, it is in my own cup. I believe this. Be not deceived. Whatsoever man sow, that shall he also reap. Yeah, it's not marked. Be not deceived. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap it. Look at who you are. You can't blame someone else. It's your own wickedness and your own sin. I will read a few verses, lines of this, and we're going to close. This is so wicked. You know how many people in the world today? How many is it? 6.5 billion people? Come on. That's common knowledge. Everyone should know that. About 6.7 million people. 6 billion, 700 million. That's a lot of people. How long do you think it take you to count to a billion, Sister Tiara? Huh? You couldn't even do it in your lifetime. If you started right now, no sleep, never, you couldn't count to a billion. Let me tell you how you can find out. Count to 60 fast. See how far you get. And multiply that time an hour, time a day, time a week, time a year, and you see how much you've counted. You couldn't get to 500 million. So 6.5 billion people, 6 billion, 600 million people. That's what the census says. It's probably a little more than that. But this is what it says. This, it says, the number, listen to this now. The number of millionaires in the world increase by 8.3%. But all these lying dogs tell you that their God wants you to be a millionaire, right? Only increase by 8.3%. That's a lot. With about, listen now, out of 6 billion, 600 million people, you have people, now listen, now that doesn't mean they have $1 million cash. That means they have $1 million of better assets. Only 9.5 million individuals, listen now, listen, that's in the world now, now estimated to have more than $1 million in financial assets, the report said. That's in the entire world. Now how can this God that they serve wants them to be mayor? These are delusional jackasses. The survey of Finance Service Group, Cape Gemini and U.S. Investment Bank, Merrill Lynch, says strong global economy growth and gain of stock market explain the expansion. Listen to what they call this. This exclusive club of high net worth individuals. The financial, this what baffles me. It shows me the damnedness of this wickedness of this world. The financial assets owned by this group totals, listen, $37.2 trillion. Dollars. Do you know how much the whole world is worth today? All the assets of all the world. You know how much it is? Yeah, I'll tell you what it is. It's only about $6 or $7 trillion. And the vast majority of that is right here. And you've got 9 million people that own this. Y'all's gonna rip this place down to hell. You see, you got time to teach your sons and daughters how to play some stupid jackass video game and waste time stupidly, and you sisters sit around doing things that are just unproductive, and you brothers become perturbed because one has the ability to be greater than you, and we get offended so easily. Teach me, man. When I went down to see this old man that grows sweet potatoes, well, I didn't do. Come on, I went down there to talk to the man. I didn't go down there to get no slips. So how you doing? He said, "How you doing? I'm retired twice." I said, "Man, come on, don't tell me that. You're not retired twice." He said, "How do you think I'm?" I said, "Well," I said, "because you said you retired twice, I give you 62. He said, "Nah, he's only almost 70 years old." I said, "You know what? If you hadn't said that, I'd have put you at about 58 because that's what the man looked like. Virile." And so we began to talk. And what we talked about was sweet potatoes. He said, "There are only two certified seed grower sweet potatoes in the state of South Carolina. I'm one. Can you guess where the other one is?" I'm thinking somewhere southern South Carolina. He says, "My neighbor back there. We're the only two." Well, if they're the only two certified, then he must know something about sweet potatoes. So I say to the man, "Well, let's talk then. How do you do?" When the conversation was finished, you know what he said? "If you need anything, you let me know. Sweet potatoes, if you crop, come see me." Hallelujah. He gives us favor with man, doesn't he? Well, I believe what the word of Yah said. Hallelujah. Well, I was ignorant. I was dumb and I didn't know. So he had the knowledge, did he? Did he not? And I wanted his knowledge to tell me then. "Okay, I see what we're messing up." He said, "Ah, that's what you do. Yeah, I got that now. Know exactly what to do." Hallelujah. But this is a stupid generation. It doesn't want that. I delight in that. Hallelujah. As I said to you all the other day, Pat and I, we were coming back, and the woman who started the business, she said she surrounded her people that were more smart, that were smarter than her. What's wrong with that? I'd rather have somebody that's smarter than me. Sure would. I'm not offended at that. May Yah help us. You that are listening, may He strengthen you. Let me read this last one. There's so much to these things. You know, one day I'm going to come in here and talk about some things because I need to. I really, there are a lot of things I need to talk to because we are people that we just don't know because we spend so much time in just foolish stuff. I was saying to the brothers of the other day, I said, there's no such thing as a Jew. And the reason I say that because it cannot be a Jew because, first of all, there's no J in the Arabic language. It's a name that is made up. If there's anything, it's got to be a Yahuda or Yahuda. I said, there's no such thing as a Jew. And the reason I said that because I had read the article in the paper about kosher. Because I had talked to Brother Kevin. I said, Brother Kevin, one of the largest kosher pig farms in America, in the world, is in the land we call Israel. And so what they do, they baffle the minds of the people. They put this U or this K on them with a circle and say it's kosher. And the only thing it is, it's just a trickery of the people. Nowhere in scripture will it teach us about anything called kosher. It was called ha-ha. It's clean. So people say, I eat kosher, I eat clean. That's what the scripture says. But this is what it says. I want to read this. It was in the Shalom Observer. I cut it out. I'm going to read this and we're going to close. It says, what is kosher? Kosher, the Hebrew word for fit or proper refers to Jewish dietary law and eating practices first outlined more than 2,000 years ago in the Torah. Then it says this, well, the Torah does not actually give a rationale for keeping kosher. And it doesn't. Some speculate that the rule helped prevent health problems in ancient times, even though they may not be a practical reason. Some Jews still keep kosher to connect with their faith and their tradition. Kosher law dictates. This is what kosher is. It tells you how to kill an animal. Well, Yah tells us how to do that. Just cut his throat and let it drain. Short shot or ritual slaughters. Recite prayer. So when they kill an animal, they pray in all the time, chanting their little prayer. And what kosher come from, brother says, I tell you, with those that call themselves Jews, what precedes the Torah is what they call the Talmud. The Talmud. And if you read some of the writings of the Torah, of the Talmud, it says in the Talmud that a Jew can kill a Gentile, but he should not be prosecuted. If a Jew wants to go commit adultery, he can go to some other city, not where he lives, and commit adultery. If a Jew wants to have a Gentile, he can have a Gentile. If he destroys a Gentile's property, then there's no retribution. But if a Gentile destroys a Jew, it's just a damned of a stupid book. And it's what they call the oral laws. So it's a citing of prayer. They pray on the animal when they kill them. The animal is the most respectful and painful way. So they think that animals don't feel pain like we feel pain anyway. That's why when a horse gets a broken leg, it just gives up to live. It just ain't no living. And that's why they use it. Take them on out. Cows and stuff, if they fall down, those cows we've seen fall down on him, when they break their back, they're not getting up. Say that, brother. True. They're not getting up. They don't feel pain like it. They just, boom. That's it for them. What food are forbidden? These include fish without fins or scale, land animals without clove hoofs, and do not chew the cud. Most predatory birds and a number of insects. Well, the scripture Torah tells us what's forbidden. How meat must be prepared. Now, this is what kosher is all about. Meat and dairy are not supposed to be cooked. Now, scripture tells us where they ate oxen and drank milk together. I found the scripture for you, all right. These are lies. But people, oh, I got kosher, kosher, kosher. No, I eat clean the way the Torah teaches. Or eat or prepare together. So you can't prepare anything just like, really, you're not supposed to eat macaroni, cheese, and beef. I like macaroni, cheese, and beef. And I'll eat that. All right. So you're not supposed to eat a cheeseburger. Y'all hear me? You're not supposed to eat pizza because you got beef on there and cheese. And because of the spirit of the animals, you're not supposed to interact them with each other. That's kosher. Prepare together because it is considered disrespectful to mix food that provide life-giving nourishment with those that obtain through death. So because if you take an animal that can kill an animal, then you're not supposed to mix that food with another animal. So actually, you're not supposed to mix cheese with beef and stuff like that. But you can buy kosher swine, you can buy kosher shrimp, you can buy kosher lobster. It all has to do with where they kill them. That means a kosher kitchen
kitchen would not be free. That means a kosher kitchen would not only be free of forbidden food, but also have separate sets of dishes and cookware for dairy and meat and meals like it. That's all it is. It has nothing to do with what Yah said. But what they have done with the Talmud, you must understand whether one is a Reformed Jew, whether one is a liberal Jew, whether one is an Orthodox Jew, the Talmud precedes the Torah. So what the Torah says, whatever the Talmud said, then the Torah is secondary to that. Lies from hell. It's not so it cannot be a Jew because there's no J in the Arabic language. It can't be. He must be a Yahuda of the tribe of Yahuda. And those that practice Judaism is what they call Jews. You don't hear that. And the sons of Jacob, how many did he have? Yisrael, how many sons he had? One. What's that, Joseph? Yeshua's 12. How many children did he have? How many sons of Yisrael? How many? Yeshua. So then only Yahuda can make up 1/12 of what the whole Yisrael is. So all Yisrael is not of the tribe of Yahuda. Naphtali, Benjamin, Joseph. Because it can't be. So there's no such thing as a Jew. He can be a Yahuda. I don't have a problem with that. One will call himself a Jew. That's no problem with me. But we don't practice Judaism. We live the power of Torah. But that's where the strength of Israel is. Now, when one says that, then they get upset because they say he's anti-Semitic. Well, there's no word as Semitic. It can be Shemite, anti-Shemite. But there's no Semitic in Scripture. We're dumb. His people are destroyed. Because we love Burger Kings and lollipop popsicles. You get excited about that. But not the word of Yah. Come on, y'all. I want you to sing my song again. I just like that. My heart, Yah. I was listening to Sister Laquila sing yesterday. It was a beautiful song. And Brother Josh, I say, man, what is that song he was singing? Thank you, Yahweh. That's, man, I love that. You that are listening, we do barak you. And may Yah strengthen you all today. May he cause your love to be filled with the delight of his truth. This is for you that are listening wherever you're from. May this bless your heart today. And may the word be a tremendous blessing unto you. We all greet you from Yahweh's congregation here in Jefferson, South Carolina. May Yah give you shifat today. Barak you all.
stand to our feet. Hey, Abrak, you all that are listening, wherever you're listening from. I want to say this before I close. Yesterday, as I watched the little fellas, little Abner, Josiah, and Aaron, Brother Dell and I, we were sitting at the table and we were simply dialoguing. And so he said that, what I'm going to do, I'm going to help Deacon Horn. So he got on his bike. And so Abner said, I want to go, Daddy. He said, no, ride your bike. You play with the boys. And so I watched them as the three little fellows. I watched him and Josiah. He had his arm around his neck as though they were the best of friends. Great friendship. So I watched those three as they headed toward their bikes. Childlike friendship. But it was purity and honesty. Sincere. The conversation was one of great laughter and enjoying one another. We need to become like little ones. And so I said to Nathan, as Brother Dale had left, I said, my friend, I said, I would like to have two little boys like that for you around here. And he said, Pastor Roberts, I'm happy. I'm happy just like it is. I said, Nathan, you're selfish. The brothers, they've spoiled you, boy, haven't they? He said, I'm happy, Pastor Roberts. He said, no, let me explain to you. I said, no, buddy. I said, I know what it is. You're selfish, Nathan. He said, no, Pastor Roberts. He said, believe me, I'm happy the way it is. I am too, son. That's all right. We've never had a little fellow like him around here. That's the truth. He does things and his excitement, I like it. No little boy to play with, but he got things to do. So the brothers pulled the resources and we got him a horse because he told me to sell his bike and get him a horse. I said, no, we won't do that. Along with Brother James and Deacon Horn, Brother Dolph was the brothers out there. We'll get you a horse, son. So he's the only little young man child here, brothers. And I know he's going to do things that are stupid as a child. Because he's a young boy. He thinks he's a man. He just ain't reached it yet. When he's able to beat me in arm wrestling, he's almost caught his dad in fishing. He caught a 7-pound bass and I ate it too. Didn't let his sister get that one. Forget that. But Brother James, if he gets a deer this year, he'll knock his daddy out, all right? So we got to make sure we get him the right weapon to knock a deer out. I want to see our sons and daughters nurtured that way. I see young Sister Jaquette and Sister Goddaughter, the young. There's nothing that we will not do for them. I mean that. I want to see them faithful unto Yah and love Him. That the husband of their youth, daughters, that your husband, man, will enjoy the breasts, as Scripture says, of your youth, and not some corrupt man. He will wait upon Almighty Yah. And let Him assure you above all things. And so even you mothers with the young daughters, your teaching, your actions will be a great strength to them. You brothers, the young little brother like Brother Nathan, he's the youngest one here. Young little fellow. I'm not considering Haran, they're still babies. So let us nurture him. He's going to do stuff stupid, Brother Yosef. He's going to do stupid stuff. We'll nurture him, all right? As our son. May Yah bless him. He said, I'm happy. We will walk with him as long as he walked with Yah. He turned away from Yah. We will turn from him. And that's the truth. Is that all right, Elder Martin? In all things we do, Barak you, Abba. We pray that your word be a strength to Israel today. Your people. Bless your people that are listening today, wherever they are. Again, Brother Mara, his wife, Sister Melissa, strengthen them, Yah. Your help. Assurance. Bless them throughout the land, Jerusalem, the nations of the world. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. Yeshua cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.